This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Indonesia's transportation ministry says Sriwijaya Air lost contact with one of its passenger planes shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. Flight SJ-182 was bound for the island of Borneo. More than 50 people were on board the plane, according to officials. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service, said the Boeing 737 lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than 1 minute, about 4 minutes after departure from Jakarta. The missing plane is currently under investigation and under coordination with the National Search and Rescue Agency and the National Transportation Safety Committee, a government spokesman said. 10 babies died Saturday in a maternity ward fire in western India. 7 babies were, however, rescued from the blaze at the Bhandara District Hospital in the state of Maharashtra. Agence France-Presse reports that the age range of the dead children was between a few days and 3 months old. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter that the incident is a heart-wrenching tragedy. Foreign companies will not be allowed to test COVID-19 vaccines on the Iranian people, President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday, a day after Iran's supreme leader banned vaccine imports from the United States and Britain. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, "Foreign companies wanted to give us vaccines so they would be tested on the Iranian people, but the health ministry prevented it." He did not name the companies or give further details. And buildings shook briefly in Taipei on Saturday as a deep 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Taiwan, but there were no reports of